Welcome to the morning room. This is one of the smallest, most private and intimate rooms in the house. But don't be fooled. It's also the domain of the Lady of the Manor and a powerful communication centre where big decisions were made. Imagine the room as it was then, flooded with sunlight from the south-facing windows, the air filled with the heady perfume of flowers in huge vases placed around the room. Sounds relaxing, doesn't it? And it was. Some of the time. I like to picture Ellen sitting here at the desk each day, organising everything that went on in the house. Issuing firm instructions to her butler and housekeeper, measuring out the tea ration, which was so valuable it was kept in a safe, placing telephone orders with Fortnum & Mason in London, deciding which guests to invite and which rooms they would stay in, depending on their social status. Planning what would be served at dinner, and even deciding the topics of conversation during the meal. Ellen would mastermind every detail here. She may also have relaxed in this room, taking coffee and admiring her personal pictures and collections. But for the staff of the manor, this would not have been a relaxing place to be at all. Far from it. If you were a servant, how do you think it would feel to take your orders from the Lady of the Manor in this room? It may be a small room, but it certainly packs a big punch. In 1945, long after Ellen's death, Queen Elizabeth II came here when she was still a princess. She used this room as a private sitting room to put her feet up whilst in Brighton to open a wing of the Queen Alexandra Children's Hospital. So, you're standing in the same room as the Queen.